time. Boy, we had at least 50 people show up with dogs to play Annie's dog. Tomorrow, I'll wrap your teeth in them. And Blue is all excited about it. I said, you be on your best behavior, boy. Okay. When that little girl sings, you look up at her lovingly. And don't you be hunching on her leg. Don't you hunch on her leg. All right, now you be good, Blue. All the other dogs, there was one lady with a French poodle. And there was one chihuahua that just didn't want to be there. You know, one of them little shaking dogs, trembling. Yeah, you know, whatever. There was a Shar Pei. Easy. And then there was Blue. Well, the little girl started singing with all the different dogs, and some of the dogs were squirming, and some of the dogs wouldn't hold still. But old Blue, he had his eye on this one French poodle that was sitting there like a real fifi kind of dog. And I turned my back for a second, just for a second, and the next thing I know, old Blue's on that French poodle, just tearing it up. I mean, French poodle keep trying to reach around and bite him, you know. Well, the woman's owner come out and sees Blue just like drooling all over the back of her dog's neck. Blue, get off it! Get off that body! Get off it, Blue! I said, hang on a second. I ran backstage and I got the hose, man. I just turned the hose on him. And pulled him apart. I said, Blue, you a bad dog. Bad. And the woman was crying like, oh, my God. Oh. Little Fifi was going to be mated with a perfectly documented male of her species. And now your dog has defiled her in the prime of her mating. She's in heat. I said, well, don't you worry about it there, little lady. If old Blue got your dog pregnant, think about it. Cross between a Great Dane and a French poodle, you'll have a dog that not only be able to jump through a hoop, but be able to pop open a can of beer.
The Grease Man, DC 101.